Happy Thursday, boys and girls. I'm Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex. Default route, default location, blah, blah, blah. I'm blah, blah, blah. Don't get me wrong. Blah, blah, blah means I'm at zero. That doesn't mean I'm at negative one. And it definitely doesn't mean that I'm at plus one. I'm just at zero. I'm just like flat. And I've learned over my years of experience that I love so much. My accumulated experience has led me to understandings that I treasure and worship. I've learned through this time that it's okay to be blah, blah. In fact, I celebrate blah, blah. Hell, I celebrate everything. I even celebrate negative 10. I celebrate positive 10 just as much as I probably celebrate negative 10. I said that backwards, but you know what I mean. Because I'm just like, Thursday. It's going to be 100 degrees today. You know, bills paid. Life is good. Content to a point. Might have a recording session Saturday. I got tools. I got toys. You know, I have capability. I have opportunity. I got people around me. I got a good job. But still, blah, blah, blah. You know, I got to go through that every night. And every day can't be Christmas. Every day can't be Christmas. Because then Christmas will become blah, blah, blah. So with that said, let's get into today's topic. I got to come up with some theme music. And I think I already got some. I made a song from George Clinton's Hollywood star induction speech. I took a snippet of that out, threw it in my digital audio workstation, Cubase Pro 13, and did a little something. Even created a sound. I created a sound. Mixed instruments together in Halion 7. You know, set it and created a sound. It was like a bass line or synthesizer bass. Kind of, sort of. Not in a clavinet type sound, but, you know. But anyway, I just want to say that thank you for stopping. You're supposed to stop when you see me, even though I'm walking down here and this pathway is supposed to be closed. So I really can't talk shit. I really can't talk shit about the workers here, landscape, you know, the major landscape workers here. Let me see if I can show them to you. The major landscape, oh, I need to clean that camera. And here come these dudes right here. Here's these dudes, always want to take up more, because they want to ride side by side. So they always like, be like taking up too much of the road, but they're getting better. They're getting much, much, much better. And one is always riding in the walking lane, which is a pet peeve of mine. You know, I got to have something. Come on, man. I mean, you know, I just told you how my life was. I got to have something to bitch about. And if that's all I got to bitch about, hooray for me. But anyhow, you see all that's cleaned out. Another today, I also woke up and the apartment next to me, they cleared out their whole like patio area. It's gone. They had this like little patio area and trees and like, you know, whatever garden area. It's just gone. They wiped it all out. I was like, whoa, when did this happen? Probably last night. Probably didn't see it when I drove in. I don't think it happened this morning. So probably yesterday, they just took it all out. And then I'm thinking, do I have pictures? Do I have pictures of that? You know, because I love a good before and after. So now the challenge would be to go through my couple hundred thousand pictures to see if I have a shot of that. And I'm also thinking, you know, how do I take advantage of the metadata in these pictures? And I found I had the Windows Photos app does the metadata at that level. Where it can pull the metadata And I think that's not just tags. Tags can be recognized in like Windows Explorer. But I think the metadata that's in there, you can have an app for. And it can pull it out. And I guess if you even subscribe to something called Malia or something, that where AI come in there and sort all your photos and make a comprehensive index that's really sortable and categorized and help you out with all of that. You know, because I got a couple hundred thousand pictures. And it would be fun to be able to just go right to them, boom, 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 you know, based on quick searches and stuff. And, you know, I love doing that. Speaking of pictures, I may have deleted some data. I may have deleted and lost some data. When I was back in Ohio, there's a way that I connect to my computers at home, and I try to sync them up, sync up. I like to have a backup copy in Ohio, just in case California falls in the ocean. I like to have a backup copy there of stuff. And what I do is I connect over the internet to my hard drives at home, and I back it up. And sometimes it takes a couple of days. One time I did it, it took a couple of days. I just let it run day and night for a couple of days, no problem. And it backed up. But on there, there's also a huge, I think almost like a terabyte. It's almost like a terabyte of files, video files that I just accumulated. In fact, it's literally called videos accumulated that I need to go through and sort and delete and They just kind of pile up because I don't like throwing nothing away. And the hard drive that I had in Ohio was running out of space. So I went to delete that folder off of the hard drive that was in Ohio, and I accidentally deleted it off the one here. I was like, oh, I'm not worried about that. I probably got a backup copy. And I checked my backup copy. That folder wasn't there. We'll see if my backup system is how robust it is. And you can see by the way I'm talking, I'm not too pressed about losing that data because I got a big chunk of it. You know, the videos, the straight videos, I got a copy of. But it was the 360 videos, the huge files. You know, I shot some 360 video, you know, where you can pan and turn around. And I dumped all that stuff in a folder to go through later. And I delete that, I don't think I made a copy of. That I may not have a copy of. And if I don't, you know, oh well. But if I do, it'd be nice. So then I got another copy of my data for that drive. Because, you know, I got various drives. That's like my sub drive. I got my main drive and I got my sub drive. And I got copies, 3 copies of both of those. So I got like 6 hard drives. 7, if you count the one in Ohio. Really 8 or 9 or 10, if you count all that I got laying around everywhere. You know, so I got copies, so we'll see. And, you know, you can tell by my voice, if it's gone, oh, well, I ain't gonna die. At least I don't think I will. I mean, I am gonna die eventually, but not over this, I don't think. But we'll see. Anyhow, that's that. What else is there? Okay. Cut. Hey. Resume.
You know, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I really do have to stop sometimes and remember just who the hell I am. In the previous video, in fact, well, not a previous video, in this video, in the previous shooting of this video, when I was walking, see, now I'm home, and I'm making another video to make an addendum to the video I made while I was walking. I talked about the fact that I may have lost data. I thought that I had maybe lost some data because I may have deleted some stuff. I forget I'm Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, damn it. I'm Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, damn it. Jeffrey Scott Mitchell got it going on. You hear me? Jeffrey Scott Mitchell got it going on. That's all I got to say to y'all. That's all I got to say. No, it's not. I sound like Stephen A, don't I? I talked about Stephen A in the political part. I made a video this morning where I just talked about ordinary, mundane, you know, regular daily stuff. And then I broke off into politics. I'm starting to try to split those two up so that people don't have to listen to, you know, to 10 minutes of that to get to the political parts that I really wanted to hit hard. But in that video, I talked about I had lost some data. I thought I had lost some data. I had deleted it. And I came here, I'm looking for it, I'm looking here, I'm looking there, and I'm not finding it, And then I just happened to stumble on it. I stumbled on it, I found it, I had another copy, and it was like 1.09 terabytes. And what happened? Well, it was just there. Oh, there it is, woo! I had to hit refresh. And all the videos came up, 705 videos that I shot with, hey, this camera right here, come and think about it. With this camera right here. And I shot some yesterday, in fact. I shot some yesterday driving through Skid Row or down through L.A. You put this up and it shoots 360. It shoots everything around you and over the top. And then you can actually edit it. And then you can actually like swipe on the camera on the video and move the camera like if you were actually, you know, shooting with it. In fact, let me see if I can show you something. Okay, here's the video that I shot yesterday in the car. See, that's me. In the car, going to work, got on my shirt. You know, so I got on my little work shirt. And this is me in the car. You see how I can move around the video and actually pan and stuff? Then when I hit play here, kill the audio just in case. And that's me under a bridge. And see, that's me moving the camera around and sticking the camera out the window. I actually stuck the camera out of the window. And if you look, it has technology so that where you can't see the stick. It's actually on a stick, but you can't see the stick. You can see it in the reflection. See it here? You can see the stick in the reflection, but you don't see it in the actual camera. So it looks like it's just on the top of my car. Is that cool? Is that not too cool? And I had this sticking out of the car. So as I was driving, you know, I'm just shooting stuff. This was kind of the boring one, but this is me going down through downtown. Before I got to, well, I don't want to call it the good part. The reason I did this was to shoot the apocalypse, and I feel some kind of way about that. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, am I taking advantage of people's plight and poverty or something like that? Yeah, I don't know. It could definitely get weird like that. But see, here I was, and I'm making a turn. You can see people walking. And see, I could turn. See how I could just move this around, move the camera around. I can shoot from the back. I can shoot from the left. You can see, here's my vehicle. That's me driving now. As I'm driving, I can turn. I can move the actual pan of camera. I can zoom in, zoom back. And here's how you get that, like, you know, effect like that. See? I wonder if I can go full screen. Does that look better? So I can zoom in, zoom back. Woo, that was cool. You see that? That was cool. That was cool. See, that's me trying to, it looks like, you see, you can't see what I'm touching. You don't actually see the device. I'm actually working with the device that has technology in it that hides the device. You see that? That was kind of cool. Let me see if I can show that again. See, that's me driving down the street, and I got the zoom like all the way in or all the way out. And I'm going to stop. And I said, well, you know, I don't want this part. See, you see me roll down the window, and I'm pulling it in the camera. Woo! I can actually pause this and take a screenshot. Woo! That's working. Is that cool? I think it's cool. Now let me get back. Let me get out of full screen here. Let me go to, how do I get out of this now? I need to get back to OBS so I can pause it. Okay, now here's the one that's probably that I unfortunately think has all the action in it. You know, for better or for worse or whatever you want to call it. Here's where I'm driving up the street down through L.A. I think I rode down to Central. I rode 4th to Central. And then I turned on 5th and coming up 5th. Back towards downtown. So that's the building I work in right there. So that means I'm still going away from it. down 4th Street. I think I'm still going away from it down 4th Street. So that's that. Oh, that's when I actually pull into the... See, you can just see some stuff here. The homelessness and whatever. I need to get back. Okay, how do I do that? Do this again and then go back. I had to do it twice. You got to go back twice to get back to OBS. So I need to get back to OBS to pause it because I need to do some... Here are the screenshots I took. Oh, I'm not even on the right thing. Oh, my goodness. Hold up. What's up? Were you even seeing what I was doing? What I was doing? You probably wasn't. I hope you was. Oh, boy. I got to go back and see if I did that right. Here's the screenshots that I took. Oh, that's me. That's the screenshot I just took. If you saw it, that's me doing thing and people walking. I'm just trying to see the clarity that I can get in people. See how clean the picture I can get. The resolution of the camera. See, this is the places we just went by. If I zoom in, see, it's not really that clear, but I don't know if I can increase the resolution and see if I can get a better quality picture. But there you go.